Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful, glorious day. With the breath in our lungs and the beat of our hearts, I just am so thankful to God that we are here and we are breathing and living to glorify and honor Him in everything we do. And everything else, honestly, it doesn't matter. You know, we are just here to glorify and honor God. And I'm so glad that you guys joined us today. We have an amazing show today. I'll be talking about that in just a second. I wanted to mention that the Dragon Boat Races are going on next Saturday, June 13th. This is for Hope Chest. I'm going to be in the boat rowing with the BAC team, and I'm so excited to do this. This is to benefit Hope Chest, which allows women with breast cancer to, you know, have free exercise classes at the Buffalo Athletic Club and free nutrition classes. And it's an amazing, organization. Obviously, you know, with my family's history, losing my sister to the fatal disease, breast cancer, I just so grateful to be able to help in some small way to raise money. And it doesn't have to be a fatal disease. It's obviously we are helping women to be healthy and to live that abundant life that God desires for us. And of course, cancer can be reversed, just like all of the diseases out there, through our lifestyle habits. And radical regression is a real deal, okay? The shrinking of tumors happens. And so, you know, you need to know the Lord of Lords, of course, because we know with Him all things are possible. And, so I'm just so happy to be involved in the Dragon Boat Races this year. That's next Saturday at UB at Baird Point. We'd love for anyone to come out and observe. There's going to be over 40 boats. I know it was written up in Scanlon wrote it up today in Refresh Magazine. And it's going to be an amazing event. Also, today at Rich Stadium, the largest yoga class is going on for a great cause. And I know there's over 400 people registered for that. So it's just a beautiful day for that. Today's show is going to be amazing. In just a few minutes, when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I'm going to be talking to John Wielozinski. As you been following this program, you know my very good friends, my husband's very good friends as well, with John and Kim Wielozinski. They are parents of five children, and they have gone through a lot over the years. As John has had many, many incidences of heart problems, and so got to the point where he was in heart failure for a very long time. He was actually on this show not too long ago, talking about how he was praising God for his situation, for being in heart failure, because he knew that God was using him for His glory. Anyway, they have been away for like 4 months in Texas as John was having a heart transplant, and you know, it was an absolute story and miracle, or miracle story, I should say, you know, that he got a good heart. Not only did he get a heart, he got a really good heart. And we are so grateful for that. And so John will be joining me in just a few minutes. Heart transplant recipient John Wielozinski. What a miracle. You know, when we think about the miracle of that new heart beating in his lungs, nothing else matters, really. Nothing else matters. And I saw them, you know, yesterday, last couple of days. John looks amazing. You know, his color is back in his face. His pink, his lips are pink. He just looks like a totally different person to me. And we're going to be talking to him and see how he feels and what's in store for him next. Then later on in the show, Carrie Cardinelli will be joining me. And she is the new host of Worship 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. And I can't wait to talk to her. She's the producer of my show, good friend of mine, and I just love anytime she's on. And then later on in the show, Dr. Michael Cicchetti will be joining me. He is from Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine. We're going to be talking about injuries and how to resolve injuries that don't involve surgical procedures. So treating injuries of the musculoskeletal system non-surgically. And he's also always a popular guest. You'll have a chance actually to win a 1 6-week yoga class at therapeutic yoga class at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine. It's value at $90. So if you call in, ask a question to Dr. Cicchetti, you'll have a chance to win that later on. So when we come back, John Wielozinski will be joining me on The Raw Truth. Stay with us. That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And if you're just joining us, John Wielozinski will be joining me in just a few minutes. Also, Kiri Cardinelli. We're going to be talking about food, too, today, and how we can stay lean throughout the summer and beyond. And then Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine in the house. So excited about that. And also just want to remind you that my book is out, The Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness, The Essential Guide to Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness. So excited to have released it. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Feel Right, Fresh Markets on Transit, Pine Pharmacy on Williamsville, and also Family Medical Pharmacy as well. And we have some book signings coming up again. And I'm very, very excited about, the release of my book. So without further delay, we're going to the phones to talk to John Wielozinski. He is the heart transplant recipient. Just got back home after, I believe it's 4 months. Right, John?
Yep, just about 4 months.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Robbie. Good morning.
I'm so, so happy that you're joining us. And I'll tell you, John, I just look at you, and it's an absolute miracle to see you walking around and even carrying luggage up the stairs of your house last night with your new heart. And I just have to say, you look amazing. You know, your face has color in it. Your lips are pink, and you look awesome. You look awesome.
Thanks.
How do you feel?
I feel great. You know, I feel better than I have in a number of years.
Oh, praise God. I can't even imagine. I mean, you know, people have, like, you know, prosthesis and, you know, different parts replaced. You know, I have a new, I had a new cornea and all this different stuff, you know. But honestly, a new heart. I mean, does it feel that different to you? Or how do you feel, like, really? Do you feel like you have something? I mean, I know you can breathe better. I can hear that you can breathe better. You have more energy. But does it feel different outside of that?
The only way that it feels different is in, you know, in the sense of feeling healthy, or much more healthier than I was. It's not, I didn't wake up after the surgery feeling like a different person. And of course I wasn't feeling super fantastic when I first woke up.
Right.
The second I woke up, the nurse was telling me that things went well, and, you know, I had my new heart, and it was really kind of seamless in a way. Wow. You know, I know you and I were talking, and, you know, we talk about the heart in very metaphoric or poetic terms many times, and that's all valid, but when we're talking about the physical heart, it's a little more, I guess, practical, and you can, in this case, or at least in many cases, put one person's heart and give it to another person, and basically just makes their health better. You know, it's not a perfect solution, as you know, because, you know, the heart was, God designed the heart originally for someone else, and then gave it to me, with someone else's family's sacrifice, which I appreciate very greatly.
Mm.
But, I don't feel like a different person. I just feel like a healthier person.
Well, you know, I mean, there's so many miracles to this story, John. You know, I talked about earlier how you were here in studio in heart failure, how you were working up until, like, you went into surgery, right? Walking around with heart failure, working, taking care of your family, here in the studio, doing all the things in heart failure that, you know, most of us take for granted every day when we get up, that, you know, we're not in heart failure, but you were in heart failure. That was a miracle in and of itself. And then, of course, that you glorified God through the entire thing, and you're still glorifying God, and you thanked God while you were in heart failure, John, right here on the air. Just because God is using you for his glory. And, you know, that just spoke volumes to thousands and thousands of people. And then, of course, we prayed and prayed and prayed, John, that you got a heart, that you were able to get a heart that was healthy, that didn't have disease, because you never know. And, you know, that was a miracle, right, that you got a really good heart.
Yep, I actually had to wait a lot longer than we expected, because the waiting list actually is very short in Baylor compared to other hospitals. And we had a couple parts go by that we were offered that didn't pan out, but in the long run, I was very glad that God saved this heart for me.
Praise God. And then, you know, of course, after the surgery, and of course, it was a miracle that you got the heart, and then a miracle that you survived the surgery, because, again, that's a huge risk. I mean, having open heart surgery, especially, and a heart transplant is a risk. And so it was a miracle that you survived that. And then, of course, it's a miracle now that your body has accepted that. And so we praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, that you have this heart, that you are a living, walking, talking, display of God's incredible grace and his mercy and really his miracles, because it's been a miracle since day one. It's just amazing. So I thank you, John, for, sharing your story and for being a walking testimony to so many of us.
Well, thank you, Robbie, for having me on several times now, and being able to talk about this. And I do, I have tried to be tried to be thankful and give the whole thing over to the Lord from the beginning, you know, from finding out I needed a heart transplant. And I continue to do so, and, you know, just want to keep getting well. You know, I'm still in the recovery process, but I really do feel good, and all the reporting I'm getting back from the physicians has been positive. So keeping plugging away and, you know, doing what I need to do to take care of, you know, my new heart and my body.
Well, thousands of us, you know, who listen to the show and all of your good friends, we continue to pray for you and your family. And now it's a matter of, as you're back home, and it's a matter of, you know, going through physical therapy, right?
Cardiac rehabilitation.
Yeah, cardiac rehab. More,
yeah.
And also, you need to be careful with what you eat, right? Can you explain to our listeners what's going on with that?
Well, I mean, first of all, general guidelines are things that a lot of people are probably familiar with, just as far as trying to eat healthy and less fatty foods. But more specifically for a heart transplant, restrictions aren't too great, but you have to be very careful about eating anything that could possibly have any kind of live bacteria, anything like that. So undercooked food of any type, such as undercooked meat, undercooked eggs. There's actually some fruit juices which counteract some of the heart medication that's required that I'm required to take. So there's a few miscellaneous things, but most of it is just healthy eating, and then there's just a few restrictions in there.
Right. Well, you can hang at our house as much as you want, because you know we eat healthy.
Yep.
And I know that you guys do too. And I'm just so grateful that you're back home and you're well. But we are going to continue to pray for you guys and for your healing. And I ask all the listeners to do the same. And I just want to pray for you now, John, too. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for the miracles that you have allowed to happen, that you've made happen, Lord, from the time he went into heart failure to being able to go to, Ballard, to getting a heart that was strong and healthy, to surviving the surgery, to his heart accepting, to his body accepting that heart. And now to his recovery, Lord, it's been a miracle since day one. And we just want to glorify and honor you and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for the miracle. We love the Wielosinskis, Lord, and we pray for the family of five and Kim and John, a family of seven with five kids. And we just ask for continued healing for them all. And, again, continued grace in Jesus' holy, holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Abby.
Thanks, John. We love you. And thank you so much for joining us. We're going to keep in touch with you as the months go on, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right. We'll see you soon. All God right. Bless you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was John Wielosinski. He was the heart transplant recipient. You know, that he's been on Neil's show, he's been on our show, and he's just a walking miracle. But not only that, his testimony to glorify and honor God through this entire thing is just, you know, it's just so, so awesome. And I just praise God for his healing and for his heart and for his continued healing. And I appreciate all the listeners who are praying for John and Kim and their entire family. They have five kids. It's been a rough road. They've been out of town for almost four months, and they're back home now. So praise God for that. All right, so we are going to our endorsed sponsors, and Pine Pharmacy is one of our sponsors. I love Pine Pharmacy. They have my books available over there, The Raw Truth Recharge, Seven Truths to Health and Fitness, The Essential Guide to Faith, Family, and Fitness. When we come back, Dr. Michael Cicchetti in the house will also be checking in with Carrie Cardinelli. We'll be talking about faith, family, food, fitness, health, and preventing injuries and treating injuries non-surgically with Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine. Don't forget Kingdom Bound, July 22nd through the 25th, and I'm going to be there. WDCX will be there. I'll be presenting for 3 days. We want to see you at the WDCX tent. So we'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Navi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Navi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. You've been curious about the LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house June 18th at 5:45 p.m. held in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-309-2020.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And Dr. Michael Cicchetti will be joining me in just a few minutes from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. But right now we have Carrie Carnelli joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have to tell you real quick before we get into this. I am very excited that Dr. Cicchetti is on right after me because he's my doctor. And I'm excited to hear the show because I have an injury right now. I'm actually being treated by his office and Walter, who is his main physical therapist over there. And they're just incredible. So I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Well, you know what? I send everybody over there and because, you know, they help people. And we got to stay active. We can't be injured and not be active, you know?
Oh, totally. So. Yep. That's where I'm at right now. So,
well, listen, I am so excited, Carrie Carnelli, about your show. I always told you, you're great behind the scenes. You help produce this show, and you are amazing, in so many ways here at WDCX. But I always said you need to be on the air, and I'm so grateful that God made that happen now. So you are actually the host of Worship 1 to 3, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3. I love it. I listen every day. And I just, you know, I'm working, obviously, but I have it on in the background because it's worship music. But you are so funny, I have to say.
I think a lot of people listen while they're working, because it's 1-3. I think a lot of people are driving in that time. And, yeah. And music, any type of music show is typically a passive show because you're busy. You're doing things. And, in radio, you're tuning in, you're tuning out, It's just we're always having to be active so that when you're ready to listen, you know, you have something active to listen to. But what I've been really trying to do, because worship is obviously, I mean, a huge part of my life, and God really grabbed a hold of my heart through worship music. So I try to make it as active as possible instead of just being passive. And, you know, it's been fun. I've been having a lot of fun with it. You know, I'm grateful that Brett felt that it was, you know, a good move for me to be on the show, and he trusted me with that. So I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm learning. I am definitely a rookie, and I think everyone knows that.
You're not, though. You don't,
you know,
you don't sound like a rookie.
It's learning. It's really learning how to be behind a microphone in a closed room. You know, you're doing it right now. And so, you know, and speaking from the heart and always knowing, like, you just have to be real. You just have to keep, that's one thing Neil Boren always tells me, just keep it real. And so, you know, when I make up a word, which I have a tendency to do, I have to laugh it off.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't see any errors or anything. I mean, it flows. But you're just a natural. I have to say, Carrie, I'm so glad you're doing that. And I love all the changes here at WDCX. I mean, I love the Saturday lineup, if I must say so myself.
Oh, yeah.
Linda's
oh, yeah.
show and Peter's show. And also, I even love Brett's Scopos that's on.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's hard to click on it and read and everything, but I'm always hearing that, and I love it. I love that segment that you guys have added. So it's wonderful. But one thing I was thinking of, okay, so yesterday on AM Buffalo, I talked about how your metabolism slows down 90% after 30 minutes of sitting. So
I saw that empty chair picture.
So I was thinking, now Carrie's show is on for 3 hours. I need to get her up in at least standing during the show because you, I know, are on the Raw Truth Recharge. And Carrie, can I just tell you, every time I see you, you look like you've lost another person. I don't think you can lose any more.
Well, I still have a ways to go. But, you know, I'm just telling my cousin today, just met her up for her son's baseball game. And you know, just saying that I get to, you know, I get so hyped about, like, my birthday is coming up next week, and I'm like, I wanted to be at a certain weight.
Ah, yes, and, right. That's right.
But, yeah, but I'm like, you, and I swear God just grabbed a hold of me this morning. He's like, calm down. Just calm down. It's coming off, and you're doing it the right way. You're eating healthy. You're working out. You're doing weights. You're doing cardio. You're doing all these great things. You're choosing. You're prepping your foods. You fall here and there, but it's okay. Like, the whole, I'll tell you what, the one thing that I truly learned that has truly stuck, and it's beyond a physical thing, it's a mental thing, it's, and you taught me this, it's to not throw the towel in, that when, that's, you know, right. I get a little off track here and there, you know, because I still have my issues, but do not throw that towel in, don't go off course, just stay the course, you know, just get back on, get your plan back in action, just get back to the gym, whatever the case may be. I mean, thank God I am working with a trainer, so that there's some big accountability for me there, which I need. But
right. Well,
so it's 2 hours, 1 to 3, and I will let you know that I actually can't sit because I'm having a lower back problem.
Oh, okay.
So I'm actually in there doing my stretching, and so I guess there's a blessing in every injury, right?
Right, that's right. And that's why I said on AM Buffalo yesterday, just stretch. You can, you know, do squats while you're working. You can, you know, have a meeting while you're walking. You know, use your pedometer. And, you know, there's so many things that you can do. But, I mean, you know, seriously, the research that recently came out said that people need to get up every 2 hours and then working up to being up, standing at least one half of your 8-hour day, which is difficult for a lot of people. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that the research showed that you will increase your chances of getting cancer 13% when you have prolonged sitting, and also your increase in mortality goes up 17%. So,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's the real deal. I mean, we need to be up on our feet. You need to come on my show, and we need to just talk this all out with, you know, Pastor Marty and Neil and Pastor Matt. And you're going to be on my show, I know, in the next couple of weeks. But your birthday's June 10th. That's next,
I know.
Next
yeah.
Wednesday, okay?
Yep.
It's got to be a special show. You can't just do the regular worship 1 to 3 on your birthday, okay?
No, it's okay. We'll do.
I'm going to be calling him.
This is a low-key birthday for me. It's just sort of passing through. And you know what? Because I'm just, this year has been a big year for me as far as, like, you know, I mean, I've been trying to lose weight my whole life, and I feel like it's finally clicked, and I'm in it. Like, I'm in the routine. I'm finally in it. I'm not standing on the outside saying, hey, I want to do that. I'm actually in it, and I'm doing it. And so it's just really just every day and just thanking God every day for what I have. And when I start feeling sorry for myself, like we all have our own little pity parties every once in a while, you know, he reminds me life is good, and it's good because you have me. So, and that's really what it comes down to.
My mother used to say to me, don't complain because God has blessed you.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
It is true. And it doesn't mean blessing by, like, materialistic things.
Right.
I mean, he's blessed. Honestly, for me, the blessing is that Jesus is in my life. Like, he's rescued me, and he's pulled me out of the junk that I used to live in. That's my blessing.
Amen.
So now it's just, like, every day I'm like, wow, I wake up, and I'm like, wow, I have you in my life.
That's
like the blessing, you know?
Amen. Well, Carrie, I'm so glad you stopped in today, and we got to, you know, we don't have any more time because Dr. Michael Cicchetti is coming in, and we're going to be talking about
very important.
Oh my gosh, he's just a world of information. I mean, a wealth of information.
I want to tell you real quick that, you know, you told me to go to him before last year because I have a herniated disc in my neck, and now I have one in my lower back. But the reason why I have hope for my lower back right now, and it's not stopping me, is because through Dr. Cicchetti, his office, and physical therapy, my neck has been healed. I mean, I still have the disc issue there, but I haven't had any issues. And so I have hope for my lower back, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say today. So.
Yes, yes. All right, Carrie.
All right, love you.
I love you. We will talk soon, okay?
Okay, have a great show.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That was Carrie Cardinelli, and she does worship 1 to 3 every Monday through Friday here, and so grateful for her ministry, and she helps produce this show as well. I'm grateful for that, and her birthday's June 10th, so make sure you put that on your calendar. All right, we are going to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine in the house, you have a chance to win a 1 6-week yoga class at a 90-day value when you call in and you have a question or comment for Dr. Michael Cicchetti. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much as your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Well, you heard it from Carrie Cardinelli that she goes to Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine and Sports Medicine, and I do, and that's how I met Dr. Michael Cicchetti. It was entirely a God thing. So good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
Oh, I know. I missed you last month, and you are such a popular guest here.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Your wife, I love her to death. I love both you guys and Dr. McAdam. It's just, it was totally God that we are all together, and I'm so excited for what's happening at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine with the Raw Truth Recharge. This past time, so many people lost weight, got healthy. This time, again, we're running the classes, and we were running them again in September.
Yeah, we've had just fantastic turnouts. People are really making a big decision to change their lifestyles through nutrition and getting healthy. And it's so important, Robbie. And I can just say, this is something that the physicians in our practice have taken very seriously. My wife, myself, and my partner, Dr. Fred McAdam, we've all made major lifestyle changes just from your presence and coming into our practice and helping us kind of establish this nutrition program. It's made a world difference. I feel like, you know, I've probably added years to my life already just because I know I'm making the changes right now in my diet. Not that I was eating horribly, but I'm making those changes right now, and I'm living it, and my wife is living it, and we are excited to offer this knowledge to our patients, and we're going to continue with certifications in plant-based nutrition. We're going to continue, you know, the Raw Truth Recharge. We're going to continue this nutrition because it's so important in terms of treating overall health, not just musculoskeletal health, which is what we treat, but cardiovascular health, lowering your risk of cancer, and just feeling healthier and more energized. It's so important. So if you're not considering nutrition in your diet and you're going to the doctor all the time, I mean, I hate to say it, folks, but you're kind of wasting your doctor's time if you're not going to do the things to help yourself and to heal your body. It becomes very challenging to treat pain, to heal injuries, if you're putting just complex carbohydrates and inflammatory foods into your system, and you're smoking, and you're not doing those things to really help yourself. It becomes very challenging. You know, I'm not going to sit here and preach and get up, you know, on my soapbox all morning, but it's just so important, and we've seen some great results. And I feel like we're walking the walk, and we want our patients to take that walk with us.
Well, you know, and it's so commendable and so impressive, I have to say, to me, you know, as a health professional and also as an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, to see doctors who not only just care about, you know, what you do on a day-to-day basis, treating injuries of the musculoskeletal system non-surgically at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, but that you incorporate nutrition, which so many doctors and practices don't, and that you're walking the talk. You're not just offering the programs mm-hmm. there. In fact, you guys are almost entirely, you know, plant-based, which
yes.
is not for everyone, but...
No. If you would have asked me 6 months ago whether or not I would be sitting on the air right now saying that I've gone 90-95% plant-based, whole foods type of a diet, and my wife has essentially gone 100%, I would have laughed. You know, it would not have been possible. But at that time, I didn't know the research as well as I do now, because it was never really taught to me throughout medical school and throughout residency. It's just not really a huge part of the curriculum, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And after watching several documentaries, my wife taking your class, and then going through the research, mm-hmm. reading books, it's become crystal clear that we have the ability to change our health, to not only reverse heart disease, but we can also decrease our risks of certain cancers just by diet alone.
Yeah.
Just by diet alone.
Right. Exactly.
And so why would I not want to do that?
Right.
Why would my family not want to do that? Mm-hmm. And why would we not want to push that message towards our patients. It's right. You know, it's like you've got this big secret, and you know, when I see a patient in the office who's struggling, and it could be just with chronic pain, or it could be with weight, or it could be, you know, from a number of issues, and they've got a, you know, a huge list of medications, and I can see their past medical history, and it's just diabetes, heart disease, stroke, osteoarthritis, history of cancer, multiple surgeries, and there may be a way to at least start curbing some of those types of conditions, decreasing the, you know, there's 10, 15 meds they're on. Can we get you off some of those medications? You know, and I'm not just saying, you know, don't do that without the help of your physician. You obviously need to not play doctor yourself.
Right, right.
But if you're not doing those things nutritionally, then it becomes very difficult for, you know, for anybody to really help you.
Right, right. Because the God that made the body heals the body is, you know, Dr. Misiak has said on this air, and I love that, because the foods of the earth that God created is what we need to, you know, be using to decrease that inflammation. But, you know, our phone lines are open, and we have a gift certificate to give away from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. I'm going to give it to the first caller who calls in and has a question or comment for Dr. Michael Cicchetti. This certificate is good for 1 6-week yoga class. It is a 90-day value because you offer therapeutic yoga at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, which is amazing.
These are great classes, too, and we've got our own full yoga studio as well, plus our PT gym, which is right next door, so we can accommodate a lot of people, but we've gotten just great feedback from the yoga program. Yeah.
Well, Ken's going to make sure the phone lines are open. It's 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. And when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, also I want to talk about some of the therapies and modalities you have.
Yeah, physical therapy.
Yes. I mean, you know, you're helping my daughter, Chanel. Mm-hmm. Everybody I send, you know, Jan, yeah, all the way down the line. I mean,
yeah. And then Carrie just called in. So that was an unsolicited call in, and I want to talk about her. And hopefully her disc pain gets better as well.
Right, because the people who are listening to this show right now are obviously people who care about their body. They care about the body God gave us. We don't want to be inactive, you know, I mean, but injuries do happen, and pain does happen. And so when that happens, you know, you're afraid to go to the doctor because, you know, you don't want to have surgery. And that's the first thing. Our phone lines are lighting up, by the way, right here. But, you know, people are afraid to go to the doctor because they're thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have surgery. But the point is, I want people to feel encouraged. The Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, they, you know, treat injuries of the musculoskeletal system non-surgically, and there's so many options. Mm-hmm. And so when I went, obviously I was so excited to be able to continue teaching. I don't want to be, you know, out and be injured. But we're going to go to our first caller here. And you know what? We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors before that. But when we come back, we'll go to our first caller, and they'll have that opportunity to win that therapeutic yoga 6-week. I want to do that. I teach yoga, and I want this. You know, so when we come back, we'll do that. Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine in the house. You hear me talk about them all the time. They are a blessing in my life and in the lives of so many other people. Don't forget Kingdom Bound, July 22nd and 25th. I hope I see you guys there this year at the WDCX tent. And it's going to be an amazing time. You can stay over. The accommodations are filling up fast. I know that. It's always sold out, you know, weeks before, and it's coming up. It's only next month because it already moved up. So make sure you get your tickets before June 30th because the rates do go up. Book your accommodations now for Kingdom Bound. And we'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. You've been curious about the LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house, June 18th at 5:45 p.m., held in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today, 1-800-309-2020. You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God's Word gives us clear instructions on how to take care of our body, and it's not just about what we eat and how much we exercise. Learn how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, take care of your body, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of Robbie's brand new book, The Raw Truth Recharge, on Amazon.com today. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Navi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Navi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we definitely need a three-hour show today, but we're going right to the phones. Dr. Michael Cicchetti is here. I said the first caller would win a 1 6-week yoga class at Therapeutic Yoga at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. And good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in. So you're the winner. You're the winner.
Thank you so very much.
Yay.
Yeah. So, and Denise, don't go anywhere because we'll get to you. But Maria, did you have a question or comment for the doctor?
I'm in the nursing profession, and I believe in holistic care. I have 8 herniated discs, and I've been through a gamut of modalities, and the ones that have worked for me are all conservative therapy. Every single one of them. The massage, the PT's worked for me. I've actually gone for crystal therapy, and the showers, like warm, moist showers, they work for me. And I was wondering, do you have any idea why the powers that be don't accept conservative treatments?
When you say the powers that be, you're talking about the insurance companies?
Yes. I'm treading lightly right now.
Yeah. Well, it kind of has to do with determining an endpoint. So, and we see this all the time, like with the workers' compensation cases that we take care of, is that to massage. You can't go to physical therapy or chiropractic care indefinitely, you know, month after month, year after year, without proving benefit and proving that the outcome and the cost of continued care is going to reach a certain goal. Otherwise, the insurance companies don't want to continue to pay for it. So that's the struggle, is determining how much therapy you need, what dose of therapy you need, what type of therapy, and then determining when enough is enough. And that becomes very challenging. And in many cases, there's no definite answer because everybody's a little bit different.
Correct.
In the case with back pain related to a disc injury, you've described several different types of treatments. Most of them would be considered straight modality treatments, such as crystal therapy, heat, or ice, or massage, where you, the patient, are essentially receiving a passive type modality, meaning somebody is doing something to you. They're either putting stimulation on you, or they're using ultrasound, or they're using heat packs, but you're not actively engaged in the activity. It's more you're the passive participant. Those types of therapies are typically used to decrease pain very quickly. The problem is that most of those types of modalities do not result in any long-term benefit over time. They're much better at treating pain just up front, but as soon as you go back to your everyday activities, the pain returns. The one type of therapy which you've described that may have the power to really make a long-term difference and to empower you, the patient, to treat the pain on your own is the physical therapy or the exercise component of your rehab. So with a lumbar herniated disc, it is very, very important to be engaging in the appropriate exercise to decrease forces through the lumbar spine and also to stabilize the muscles around the spine so that that disc does not have the ability to become re-injured all the time. And also it teaches you how to stay away from certain activities that are known to cause disc herniation. So people with disc herniations will typically describe pain worse with sitting or transitioning, like from sitting to standing. Can't get comfortable, you know, sitting in a chair. They've got a difficult time performing any forwards bending or twisting type of activity. Forwards bending and twisting is probably the number one way that we will herniate a lumbar disc. And so those are the activities that really, really will end up causing pain. And so when we talk about physical therapy type stuff, what we want to do during physical therapy is teach patients the correct exercise and the correct techniques to avoid re-injuring that disc. So we pull people back. We teach them how to bend. We teach them how to lift. We teach them how to turn on the gluteals. So a lot of people who come into the office with back pain have very, very inhibited butt muscles. Mm-hmm. And it's a pandemic of just weak inhibited gluteals, weak core. The lumbar spine muscles are too turned on. The hip flexors are too turned on. And we have to really work with an exercise program to help people be able to manage their pain. If you're not doing that and you're living with chronic disc pain and you're just using heat or doing stim and other things, you're inevitably going to be stuck. The one thing that people really need to understand is that exercise is one of the main ingredients for treating a lumbar disc injury conservatively. Sometimes it's not enough, but the best non-surgical treatment for lumbar discogenic pain is an exercise program, but it has to be the right exercise. And that's where a good, well-trained physical therapist can come in and really help people take control, be proactive, and treat their own backs. And I'm happy to say that, you know, our therapists at Buffalo Spine and Sports are all, you know, I think some of the best around. We've been running courses all of our therapists have been well trained in how to treat disc pain. And there are other groups in the area who also have similar training. But exercise is a leafy green vegetable. It is one of the key ingredients. It's probably the most prescribed treatment that we have in our practice. And when done correctly, it's the best form of treatment for discogenic pain non-surgically.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you took my call.
Oh, thank you
so very much.
You're welcome. I hope I gave you some insight there.
Yes, I'm a chronic pain sufferer since 2001.
I mean, if you're dealing with it, I mean, obviously, I don't know what type of disc herniation you have, or if it's more than one disc herniation, or even if you're having sciatica to boot. But, you know, if you want a non-surgical opinion just to kind of go through what kind of exercises you've been doing, what kind of treatments you've had with a physical therapist, you know, myself, my wife, my partner, Dr. Fred McAdam, we'd be happy to consult with you and just give you some advice on what you can expect for the future and how you can possibly take more control over your back pain.
I would love that off the air. I would love to talk with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Maria, just give the office a call and, you know,
yeah. You'll... 626-0093 or go to buffspine.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Maria.
When you call that number also, Maria, you know, ask for Donna, and I'll make sure you get your gift certificate, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you. Take care.
God bless you as well.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we have Denise from Elma. You're going to have to be on longer next time, Dr. Cicchetti, because we can't take all the calls.
I know, we're
running out of time. Oh, real quick question. Good morning, Denise.
Hello, how are you? God bless you both.
Oh,
good morning.
God bless you.
Well, my question was, I'm in my mid-60s and pretty much unphysically fit. I'm just getting into all the new organic, you know, concept of food and everything. But what, is it ever too late to get started with the yoga?
No.
No.
It is not too late. One of the things that people who are starting to enter into the next phase of their life need to understand is that our bodies in general, even after the age of 20 to 30, start going through a process called sarcopenia, where the muscles become inhibited and they start losing that muscle mass. And so if you're not exercising, you're not staying limber, then you're going to lose it. And so yoga is one of the ways to maintain good muscle tone, good flexibility, and overall joint health as well. So I would absolutely say if you don't have any major injuries, it's a great form of exercise.
And where do you begin? Like, what is the beginning process? What would I do? Buy a CD, a book, come to a class? What, you know, I don't know where to start.
I probably wouldn't just read a book. I would work with a professional who's actually doing it. I mean, there's nothing like being hands-on. Same thing with, like, physical therapy exercises. If you're doing it just off of a card or off of a sheet, if you're doing it wrong, then it's worthless. So working with a professional is probably your best bet starting off.
Denise, give the office a call, Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine, Therapeutic Yoga, 626-0093. You can take one of their classes there. And we appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry we're running out of time. God bless you. So, Dr. Cicchetti, thank you so much. We have to give you more time next time.
I got to get on again this month.
I know. We couldn't take all the calls, so we'll definitely make sure we give you more time. And thank you so much for coming in. I'm so excited about what's happening at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. Obviously, the doctors, a wealth of information. All of the doctors there are amazing. 626-0093, Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Robbie. It's always a pleasure to be here. And have a great weekend, all of Western New York, Toronto, and wherever you may be.
Yes. God bless you, everybody. It's been my privilege to be here today. Have a beautiful day. God bless. Bye-bye.
This appreciating program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.